Joe, what's your interaction with the conductors? Because clearly you prepare the choir and then you hand them off to Yannick Nezet-Séguin in this case, or you hand them off to the conductor who's going to have to do the job of actually conducting the performance. Tell me the conversations that take place between you and the conductor.
I think it varies from conductor to conductor. With Yannick, it's very collaborative. And so we will talk about the score, and we will talk about, certainly if we have time, like if we're doing a St. Matthew Passion, we'll talk about, you know, tempi or articulation. And oftentimes the conductor will send some of that to me. But with Yannick also, there is a great sense of trust. And I feel like that the best collaborations are when I can give my gift or my interpretation to the piece, and then that becomes part of the collaborative spirit. Sometimes it's just not possible. Sometimes we must just be prepared to immediately do it, but it can be much more rewarding for the music, I think, when we have a chance to have dialogue.
And what's the dialogue been like surrounding this piece?
The dialogue with this piece has been very little because we have done pieces that are similar to this, and I think that I have an understanding of what I think Yannick wants, and I think he understands what I will bring. But what I try to do is to let each choir bring their spirit and their ideas to it, because then for all of us, we're learning and shaping. I feel like it's really important the choir feels like they are part of that collaborative spirit and not just, well, we have trained to do it this way and only this way. I want them to be able to do it differently according to each performance and each emotion and everything that they're getting from me, but especially everything they're getting from Yannick.
And from the orchestra as well, because a lot of the time, certainly guest conductors who come into the Philadelphia Orchestra say it often feels like large-scale chamber music. Is that possible when there are this many musicians on the stage that people are trying to breathe together, that people are feeding off each other?
Yes, I mean, that's the highest pinnacle. And it is such a trademark and such a unique thing about Philadelphia and about the orchestra. And when we perform with them, I always say to Yannick, I said, you're the best choral conductor that I know, because the orchestra breathes and they look at each other and they collaborate and they want so much to be that chamber ensemble. They care about the sound of the section. You know, they care about how the pieces fit together. It's not just about them playing, but about everyone making music together. It's so exciting.
He's an alum of here as well, lest we forget. How important is it that somebody have the experience of choral conducting and indeed opera conducting if we go back to the idea that the human voice is the original instrument?
Well, I certainly think that any training that a conductor gets with a choir or wind instruments or everything that breathes, I mean, I work with a lot of great pianists also, and they breathe when they play. So I think learning that coordination point is really important to a conductor. Think about all the major conductors today that really their roots are in choral music. Franz Welcker-Möst at Cleveland and Daniel Harding, and we have all of these people that grew up, you know, in a choral tradition, and they bring that aesthetic to the orchestral podium, and I think it's thrilling.
Do you sing?
Yes, I'm a singer.
And is that necessary to be a choral conductor?
No, I don't think it is. I think understanding singing is. But I think it's very interesting. If you look at the choral world today, and you look at a lot of the major positions in the world, more and more we're finding singing conductors. Yannick is an orchestral conductor, but he sings all the time at the podium. I mean, he's always singing. And so I think, you know, great violinists, they sound like singers, you know. They breathe and they shape and they vibrate in the ways that singers do.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.